There's 20 seconds on the clock. Albert, he will play it. 21 metres away. Down the blind, Andrew Johns. Inside for Albert. Albert will score. Albert will score. Newcastle have won the grand final.
Welcome to another episode of Sports Castle Sports Shorts, here with University Club Captain Dane LaRuchelle. How are you, mate?
Good, Chris. Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Good to catch up with you. We've known each other for a little while. We're just talking about it off air, back to the days at Southern Beaches in the Colts, mate. We're going back, oh, geez, about 10, 11 years now.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, it's been a while. Probably 11 or 12 years I've known you for, so long time, mate.
Yeah, it has been. So it might start there, mate. You're a Southern Beaches junior. Came through and progressed into the senior ranks as Southern Beaches made their step into Premier Rugby.
That's right, mate. That's right. I started back in about 03, I think it might have been, at Southern Beaches when I was under 13s after playing a little bit of league when I was younger. And, just played every year through the Southern Beaches system into 18s and then into Colts. And that was when we came up against University. And yourself, you were playing that game as well in the grand final in 2007 in Colts, and yeah, unfortunately we went down to University, which
she was a good season, mate. We went through all the year undefeated, but then Uni beat us, I think, the major semi and then the grand final. But it was the first grand final for Southern Beaches as a senior club, so that was something that, probably really good to be involved in.
That's right. That year was the first year that Southern Beaches played in Premier Rugby. It was a pretty tough year for first and second grade. They both each only got one win each team, which that was a pretty good day.
That was against Nelson Bay. Yeah, mate, I remember. I think a few of us in the Colts side come off the bench in seconds and firsts as well.
That's right, Nelson Bay, and we whitewashed them down there at Gateshead. That was a good day, and it was an even better night, I think. I think we might have been 18, but not by a long way.
I don't remember too much that night, I don't think. That's probably a good sign.
But, so it was a tough year for those top grades, first grade, second grade. But in Colts, we just seemed to have it, and went through the whole season undefeated until the semis. And, as you said, two losses, and both of those losses to Uni. They were just bigger and older at the time. A lot of us were 18, 19, and they were 20-year-olds.
Yeah, mate, it was sort of, I know there was a few of the boys there that sort of almost drawn together and just seemed to click. There's a lot of guys that some had come from league, some had come up, as you said, from the 18s yourself, Marty and a few of those sort of boys. And we had the guys that were a little bit older, a bit of experience, I suppose, that held us together with Mick DeLore and a couple of those guys.
That's right, yeah, there was, it was a good mixture that year. But as you said, I don't know, it just seemed to come together. A lot of guys from Whitebridge High were there as well, so we just sort of, we were mates on the field and we were mates off the field, and it was just a good little crew we had.
Yeah, it was a great start. A lot of those guys sort of built on, and a few of them still remain over at Beaches. You then progressed into the grades at Beaches, playing a bit of senior footy, and were there around playing in the seniors to witness the first senior title for Southern Beaches, which still remains, I think, the only one they've won to this. I know they've got a second grade one as well, sorry.
Yeah,
So you were around for that?
Yeah, that those next couple of years we began to build, and definitely build as a pretty solid club. And I think, I don't know what, it's 2 years later that the Colts won the first premiership, 2009 or 10, yep. I think it was. At that time, I was playing a bit of first and second grade. And then, I stayed at Beaches for probably, I think I played about 6 or 7 senior years at Beaches after that first Colts year, which it was great. I loved it and still love Southern Beaches.
Yeah, so you also decided that the next step was going to be to test yourself down in Sydney, mate?
Not necessarily with rugby. Happened to pick up it after I finished my degree up here in Newcastle as a teacher. I picked up work down in Sydney and got a permanent gig down there.
Yep.
And I was teaching on the North Shore, so I moved down to Manly and thought, hey, I might go down to the park and have a bit of a run around with the Marlins. So got down there and had 2 seasons with Manly, which was pretty awesome.
Yeah, enjoyed that. What were you playing? What sort of level were you playing when you were down there mostly?
I played every grade down in Manly, so there was... Well, at the time, I think there's 5 grades there now, but we've had 4 grades.
Yep.
The first year I was there, I played a lot of third and fourth grade with a little bit of twos. And that year we happened to win the fourth grade premiership, which was pretty amazing.
It's always good, mate, a senior premiership.
That's right. Yeah, that was my first premiership that I'd won. So, and even though it was fourth grade, it was still amazing and pretty fuzzy few days after that one. That's for sure. A few sickies off work.
Yeah, lovely, mate. So after you had a couple of years there, you then... got the travelling boots on a bit further, mate, and headed over to Europe and had a bit of a run.
That's right, mate, that's right, yeah. So, well, the second year at Manly, I happened to sort of snag a spot in second grade and played a bit of threes as well. And I came off the bench a couple of times in ones, which was good. as though a couple of shoot shield appearances, but nothing too flash there. More by default, a couple of injuries and that sort of thing, but got a couple of caps there. And went on to, just getting a bit of itchy feet. And a few of the boys that had played at Southern Beaches had played over in Europe and played in the comp in the Netherlands, and got us in touch with a few of the guys over there. And off we went, a good mate of mine, Ryan Ellis, and just followed in their footsteps and had a season over playing for Amsterdam in the Dutch comp.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a pathway. As you said, Ellis was one of the first trailblazers you went over, and I think Marty Delors has been over there recently as well. So.
Yeah, that's right. Real good mate of mine, Marty, or mate of ours, I should say. Marty, he's over there at the moment. They've just finished their season in Amsterdam as well, and I think they've got their Sevens comp coming up. So it's one of the biggest Sevens comps in the world, which is the Amsterdam Sevens, hosted by the club that we've all played for. So pretty sure he'll be looking forward to that one.
Yeah, I dare say Marty's certainly known pretty well around the rugby circuit for his social enjoyment, so he would have really lived up in Amsterdam, I would have thought.
I would imagine so, mate, yeah.
Yeah, he would have probably taught them some tricks, old Marty, so...
Yeah, not much of a comment on that one, but
No.
Right.
We'll leave that to the listeners' imagination. Anyone that knows Marty will know what we're talking about. So from there, you came back, mate, and found yourself here now at university. What brought that transition?
That's right, mate. Well, I was at the time I was overseas and still looking to get work back. After 3.5 years down in Sydney, I was still looking to get work back up here in Newcastle. And while I was overseas, a job came up back in Newcastle at a school back here. So went for the job and happened to snag it. And when I got back here and started teaching, a few of the guys at the school were involved in university rugby. So there was Mark O'Brien was the head coach here at the time, and Paul Tracy was the vice president of uni last year, I think it was. So between the two of those guys, they sort of asked me and wrote me to a few training sessions, and then I just really started to enjoy it and thought, you know, may as well give it a go. A few of the younger boys.
Yeah, lovely, mate. So as we said, that was 2017 you came over here. So last year was a bit of a up and down year, I guess, for uni. Had a few issues. It was pretty well documented. Mobby had a bit of a run-in and wasn't allowed near the field for a little bit. We'll probably leave that as it is.
That's right, yeah. It was a bit of a tough year. We played well in a few patches throughout the season. I think we got 6 or 7 wins through the year. So we're only a couple of wins off the pace, really. But, it was a bit up and down. And as you said, with Mobby getting a red card, and I think it was a 12-week suspension, which impacted his coaching and training and that sort of thing, that was not ideal, as anyone could imagine. So we struggled a bit through it, but we got there in the end, and I think we'll be better for it this year.
Yeah, mate, 12 weeks, pretty harsh. Just, you know, Mobby's constructive criticism that he likes to help the referees and others with, mate.
Yeah, you know, again, I won't say much of a comment on that one. I tend to like to keep my mouth shut with that sort of thing.
Yeah, you're a doer more than a talker, I know, mate, so we'll leave that at that. It's always entertaining, though, watching Mobby have a run around. So
yeah, that's right. He's playing for Hamilton this year, I believe so. So we'll see what happens when we come up against him.
That could be fun. So we've now moved into 2018, mate. Your first grade captain and club captain, pretty big honours in your second year at club.
Yeah, mate. I'm pretty happy to be here and to be given the honours. As I've said a few times, it's a really, really young club in terms of the stock that we have here. So even though I've only been here, this is only my second year, it's sort of, I'm one of the older boys here, and I suppose I'm just happy to lead around the younger guys. We've got a lot of younger guys from all around the state and even from different states in Australia, so lead those young boys around and hopefully have some fun and get some wins with them.
Yeah, mate, we were talking about it a little bit earlier. There is, you know, you got a list of them, guys that have sort of come in from different places around, predominantly around New South Wales, but also a couple of guys, one of whom I've had a fair bit to deal with when I was in my stint in Darwin, and young Honey Edwards, who, well, I haven't been down to any of your games yet, but I've caught a bit of the footage, and he certainly doesn't look out of place at 10, another young bloke from Darwin as well, Jimmy Fitzgerald at 13. Very big change in competition for those two guys to come down here and go from playing in what's probably almost a regional competition to, you know, step up and play first grade. And you've got a few other guys that have come from regional areas as well, and they've all sort of, don't look like missed a beat, really.
Yeah, that's right, mate. That's right. Well, we're into our third game of the season, and we're two from three so far, which is pretty good. We got knocked off by Nelson Bay in the first game, but we were sort of treating that one a bit like a trial match because we hadn't played too much trials and we hadn't played much together. But as you said, we've got Hone at 10, he's only just turned 19 from Darwin, and we've also got Jimmy there at 13. And yeah, as you said, they've been playing a lot of their rugby up there, which is different, but they've slipped right in and playing well. Hone got into the Newcastle team, the Hunter team, and now he's been selected into the to the Colts, their country Colts team, or the country Colts squad, I think it is.
Yep.
So all the best to him as well over the next few weeks as he tries to get into the country.
Good effort country squad, in his first few months down here in New South Wales, mate.
It is, mate. It is. And he's a 10 and he looks pretty flashy and he's got a good boot on him. So I think
loves busting out that step with the head wobble, mate.
He does, yeah. He's got the step and the goose step and that sort of thing. So, you know, I've hung my boots up with that step, but he's still getting around doing that one. So
just keep teaching him, mate. Just keep teaching him. So yeah, so you obviously got a few other guys, as we said, that have come around from also regional New South Wales. Who's sort of standing out for you in that perspective?
Well, mate, I've got a list here in front of me. I wrote this down earlier today, and it's pretty much I think all but about five of us are brand new guys, and all of the boys that have come to the club are 19, 20, 21 years old. So we've got a few guys from Tamworth. We've got Joey Kingham, who's in the second row for us. We've also got Sinclair George as well, who's playing 9. It's his second or third year at the club, but he's still only 20, 21 years old. Kane Murray, one of the guys, has come down from Maitland. He was in Maitland Junior and went to Hunter Valley Grammar up there, and he's been at 7. For us, if you watch the game from the weekend, he unfortunately got pretty badly concussed, and there's a lot of blood and all that there, so he'll be out for a couple of weeks. But all the best to Kano. Also, we've got Lewis McKechnie on the side now from Port Macquarie, who's been going well for us. He's only a new recruit. Only in the last few weeks he's been around. And then we've got one of the greats, well, the great last names, Charlie Mortimer from Orange. He's from that Mortimer Rugby League stop. He's Glenn's son, who's been playing 12 for us and having a big impact.
I was going to say, you'd expect some ball-playing genes coming out of the Mortimer family, mate.
Yeah, that's right, mate. He can hit hard and he runs well, so he's good. And then we've also got a player back. We played for uni a few years ago, Darcy Christie-Johnson, who's a Bathurst boy. And he's been down in East last year with the East Colts team that was in the grand final, so with a bit more experience, and he's vice captain at the moment and leading the boys. But yeah, as I said, he's only 21 himself. It was his birthday on Tuesday, so happy birthday, Darce.
Mate, a lot of promise there in terms of the youth. I guess, you know, uni's sort of been renowned because you do get a lot of the guys that come in here to study and stuff, that they come in for, you know, 2 or 3 years and start to show some promise, and then next thing everyone's wondering where they've gone because, you know, they go off for work or whatever else it might be. So hopefully, I mean, you can hang on to the core of those guys. As you said, a lot of them are just starting out at university and just coming down here. So, and maybe a few of them might hang around, that might build to be the future of university over the next sort of 5 to 10 years, I guess, that, you know, you'll probably be around the club still for, would have thought, you got another 5 or 6 years at least in first grade, mate.
Mate, we'll have to wait and see about that. I'm 29 now, so I don't know how long I've got left in me. But yeah, as you said, it's good. It's a good young stock of guys, and I think that they will be around. Most of them, most of this lot of guys, they're in their first year at the club and their first year doing their uni. So hopefully we get at least 3 years out of some of them, if not more. And then, as you said, hopefully that they stick around and we can build on this sort of current crop. So between the new guys, which I've already sort of stated who they are, we've still got the front row. The old heads left there in the front row, and a few of our second rowers and back rowers are around from the last few years. So we've still got Scotty Hamilton and Nick Lane, and Suwani Puliiva, which is good. Also Darcy Barker. So there's still a few of those older heads and those harder guys to sort of teach those young fellas a bit of a lesson and show them the ropes around here in Newcastle.
Yeah, mate, always handy to have a bit of experience in the front five. You know, at the end of the day, that's how rugby works. If the front five can lay the platform, if you've got some young, flashy backs, and they've got some room to work with. So it looks like that's starting to pay off at times for you. A lot of people early in the year, you know, you look at the Jimmy Gardners and the like in the Herald, probably didn't give you guys the respect you might have liked. Sort of had you, a lot of them had you earmarked to pretty much just finish in front of Lake Macquarie and, you know, not much else. So it's probably been good. I mean, yeah, you have beaten Lake Macquarie and did so fairly convincingly, running away in that second half out at number 2 the other week. But then to get the win against your old club mate on the weekend, and in a scoreline that probably flattered them with a late try, finishing up 17-14, it was 17-7 with, you know, not long to go, and that they end up down to 14 with their coach and playing along VAR, finishing off with a yellow card.
That's right, yep. Yeah, that's right, mate. We seem to be, well, we've strung a few wins together now, and yeah, to Jimmy Gardner and the Herald, I think they put us in at 9th or 10th for the season.
10th, there's only 9 teams, that's harsh.
That's right, mate, that's right. At the time, I think Waratah are even above us, and now they don't even have a team or a club at the moment, so in the Premier Division. So we weren't tipped highly, but that's the uni guys, and that's the spirit, and that's sort of what we want. The guys that we're coming up against, you know, for example, Lake Macquarie a few weeks ago, and Southern Beaches last weekend, and then we've got Wanderers this weekend at number two. They don't know any of these guys that I've been talking about, you know, to you. They don't know any of these regional boys, so I suppose that's something that we've got up our sleeves, that they just don't know the way that we play, and we're just sort of, I suppose we've just pounced on them.
Flying under the radar.
That's right, under the radar, and we'll see what happens after this weekend, because if we can scalp Wanderers, that'll be a big one, and maybe some people start to look out for uni.
Yeah, I think Wanderers is a team that probably tried to fly under the radar. Youngie's a pretty cagey coach there, and I think people are starting to take notice of him after, you know, I think they had a 2-point loss and then a 1-point loss and then a pretty comfortable win. So they're really starting to build their side going forward. So they're not really flying under the radar now, and probably one of the teams to beat.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I think it was Nelson Bay went out there with 3 from 3 to begin with, which they were the only team to do that. I think Merriweather were 2 from 2, but they also had a bye. So they were the two to look at. Then Wanderers came up against Nelson Bay and touched them up pretty easily. So we're looking towards Wanderers this weekend as it's going to be a real tough matchup. But we're sort of riding into this weekend off last weekend, and hopefully we can just come up with the goods again. Because the win against Southern Beaches here at the University was pretty fantastic. That's first time that I've beat the boys, and there's a few big cheers and a few beers afterwards after that win, so that was fantastic.
Yeah, it would have been, you know, like a lot of people would have, after seeing what had happened to Lake Macquarie at the start of the year, they would have expected you to get that win, you know, off the form line. So that was probably the first upset that you've chalked so far this year. So Wanderers probably flattered a bit last week, as we said. They did play 50 of the 80 minutes with a man advantage after 2 yellow cards to the breakaway from Nelson Bay. The scoreline might have been a bit flattering, but it was still pretty comprehensive, so you'll have your work cut out this week. Where's going to be the keys for you to get it done?
I think, as you said before, if we just control it in the tight five, Uni's known for having a pretty strong scrum and a pretty good line out as well, so if we can do the small things and those simple things right, then we can allow those young flashy guys out wide to do what they do, and that's what I'm happy for them to do. But we just need to get those small things right at first, and simple stuff in defence, which I've sort of been trying to drum into the boys lately, is just get off that line and make your shots. So it's basically, with our new coach, we've got a new coach here, Chris McCaskey here at Uni. It's pretty simple sort of footy, especially at this stage of the season, and that's what we're just going to build off.
At the end of the day, mate, a lot of people say rugby's not a complex game. You win your set pieces and control the ball for the rest of it. And as you say, you know, a guy that I know, actually, you may know him from Manly, Tim Fairbrother, he said a good line to me last year ahead of our grand final, and that's, you know, the one shot, one kill. If you go up out of that line to make a tackle and you affect it, if everyone's doing that, then you're pretty much done and you'll win the game from there. So, mate, just to wind up with, we touched on it off the air. You weren't aware of it as of yet. Obviously, I haven't been tuning in enough to the podcast, but you did win our first Man of the Week the other week. So you can thank Jared Logan for campaigning hard for you there, mate. But nice little chalk up there. Doesn't really mean too much, but congratulations on that one. Yeah. And I guess this weekend, mate, big opportunity for you guys to really put it to one of the heavyweights of the competition. So best of luck, and thanks again for some time out of your busy schedule.
No worries at all, Chris. It's good to catch up with you again, and hopefully you can get along to a couple of our games this year, and we can drum up a couple more upsets and make it into the semi-finals and go from there.
Sounds good, mate. Thanks very much.
Not a problem. See you, mate.